Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Well, if you've had a chance in the last several days between all the rain showers and crazy weather to get out and do some work around the yard, you may be interested in some lawn and garden publications from Iowa State University Extension. Our horticulture specialists have updated many of our lawn care publications. And if you would like further information on things such as mowing your lawn, sustainable home landscaping, lawn weeds and how to control them, selecting a proper grass for Iowa lawn, understanding thatch and managing it in the home lawn, choosing a grass species for Iowa lawns, that's a Ryman Gardens publication, as well as some suggestions on making home and yard improvements, all of those are recently updated publications that have been posted to the Iowa State University Extension webpage. A basic reminder that proper mowing practices play a vital role in helping maintain a healthy, sustainable home lawn. Our Mowing the Lawn publication lists everything from proper mowing heights to how often homeowners should mow their lawn. Managing weeds is also vital to maintaining a healthy lawn. This Lawn Weeds and Their Control publication provides descriptions of common lawn weeds and suggests common and successful methods for getting rid of them, as well as I mentioned, many of the other publications that have recently been updated that specifically relate to yard and lawn maintenance. Also coming up on a little larger scale, if we're talking management, we're talking field management and farm management. The 2013 Western Iowa No-Till Field Day is coming up. That is scheduled for Tuesday, June 11th. It'll be held at the Carstens 1880 Farmstead near Shelby, Iowa. The day starts at 8 a.m. with registration and vendor displays open and will kick off at 9 a.m. with breakout sessions discussing corn-on-corn no-till and an overview of Iowa Soybean Association trials on deep ripping and nitrogen placement. Those breakout sessions will be followed by a weather outlook for the coming year by a DTN Ag Network presenter, and a lunchtime discussion on the Iowa Nutrient Reduction Strategy. After lunch, our keynote speaker, Neil Harrell with Iowa State University, will present a program entitled A Look Ahead for Agriculture, Major Concerns on the Horizon. Lunch for the day will be provided free of charge to all who pre-register, and lunch will include steak sandwiches grilled by the Pottawatomie County Cattlemen. The final program for the day will be a presentation on achieving success in long-term no-till and cover crop usage from an Iowa producer perspective, and that's presented by a long-time no-till producer from the eastern Iowa area. If you would like more information or to get registered for the field day, you can give us a call at the Cass County Extension Office for more information, or you can find an article with the email address and phone number to register by calling the Harrison County Extension Office, and all of that information is available on the Cass County ISU Extension website. And finally, a program that we have coming up in a big hurry. We partner every year with the Cass County Conservation Board to do a variety of summer conservation camps. Those are coming up, and the registration deadlines for many of them are coming up as well. For children in kindergarten through second grade, the Rockin' Reptiles Camp will be held June 11th at Cold Springs Park in Lewis and June 20th at the Anita Community Center. Both of those camps, again, are welcome, open to children kindergarten through second grade. They will run 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Youth are encouraged to bring a sack lunch, as well as some closed-toed shoes, clothes for hiking, and wear sunscreen. The registration deadline for both of those camps would be this Friday, the 31st of May. So get those registrations into the Cass County Extension Office. For the $10 registration fee, they will get the full-day adventure camp, as well as a t-shirt that they can take home. Also coming up for conservation camps, we have a camp for children in third through fifth grade called To Earth and Beyond. They will be exploring the solar system, making crafts, and again, they will have a t-shirt to take with them. That is again from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The third through fifth grade Earth and Beyond camp will be held on June 14th at Cold Springs Park in Lewis and June 28th at the Community Building in Anita. The deadline for that is June 3rd to get those in. So that would be next Monday to get those to the Cass County Extension office, and they will get a t-shirt with that, that full day camp, and again, bring a sack lunch. Also new this year, we'll have a 6th through 8th grade outdoor adventure camp that will be activities including fishery, archery, Dutch oven cooking. And since they are doing Dutch oven cooking, they will be making their own lunch that day as part of the camp. That is July 11th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The deadline for that camp is June 24th. So for more information on all of these upcoming camps with the Cass County Conservation Board, you can give us a call at the Extension Office, 712-243-1132. Information on all of these, as well as registration forms and the health form that is needed for kids to get registered, are all available on our website as well. Just look up Cass County ISU Extension, or you can certainly stop by our office, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic, on the fairgrounds. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.